Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter, and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of, 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.
Welcome back to a live recap March. How you doing, Rich?
I'm doing peachy.
Peachy?
Peachy.
How's everybody doing? Let's make sure this is working. I see, what's up? Oh, I should have brought just, my, I gotta pull it up here. So yeah, I can, you just. Yep, I gotcha.
You need glasses, but yes. It's fine.
How was your month of March?
It was relatively productive, reading-wise.
Okay.
Ish.
Specifically reading, I don't care about how life was. Just
yeah, no. In general, reading-wise was fine.
Okay.
Maybe a little slower than I'd want, but overall got some good books in.
Sweet. I know I should have said this in the title. We have several very cool packages from some companies that were sent to us that we'll be opening on this live. I think we have three packages to open, right?
Technically four.
Four? Okay. So we have four packages to open, and we'll be giving, hey, what did we read last month? What's our TBR for next month? All those fun things. And is it working? Do we see? That is working, right?
Looks like people are mentioning you in there, so I'm assuming they see you.
Yes. Okay. Oh, and also this, I was doing engagement photos this morning. That's why I'm actually dressed decently today.
Yeah.
That's no other reason. I did not show up for you or Richard today. but yes, it is working. I'm going to pull this up so I can stop squinting at the screen. But do you want to start us off, Rich, with how your March reading? What did you read last month? General spoiler-free thoughts on those books you finished.
Spoiler-free thoughts. Well, read Kingdom of Death.
Lovely.
Awesome book. Spectacular. I loved it. And then I read Book 7 of Dungeon Crawler Carl, The Inevitable Ruin.
Oh, lovely.
I have some thoughts on that one. Overall, book good, but maybe not my favorite of the series. Then we also read Game of Thrones, right here.
Yes.
Even though I did not enjoy it as much as I probably should due to my own personal reasons and situation, it's a fantastic book. I understand why people love George R. R. Martin, why they love his series. Completely get it. And then read, well, nearly read. I'm on like a couple pages left of Lathe of Heaven by Ursula K. Le Guin.
And you, did you mention there, sorry, when you were going through of who we did the A Song of Ice and Fire Game of Thrones videos with?
Oh, I did not mention
that's
it.
That's major. So we have two big videos coming out. Well, we have one.
We have one, but theirs. The reason why we actually read Game of Thrones in the first place, I did not want to read it, but Bookborn convinced us to do so, and so we did a little tit for tat. She would reread the Red Rising series, and I would, like, we would actually read the Game of Thrones. So we did a video with her, like our full spoiler-free and spoiler-full Game of Thrones review is actually with Bookborn. Guest starring on it.
Yeah, she came on our show. We just recorded both videos this week, and anytime with Bookborn's a good time.
Yeah.
They were awesome videos, and then we did like the Red Rising versus Game of Thrones. Bookborn likes to say, it's not versus, it always is.
Everything in life is a competition.
Someone
wins, someone loses. That's the way of the world.
Mm-hmm. And she didn't like labels either.
We have to enforce the use of labels and competition winning. Mm-hmm. That there are losers and winners.
She changed our rating system a bit by making fun of us and finding flaws in it, and then we had an existential crisis. It's only fair for us to return the favor.
She won, we lost, and then we rose to win again.
We also have, so I'm getting to the chat. We'll be, if anybody has questions, please pop them in. We have a donation from Dommy Mommy Matrix. Okay. says, first, I'm here, glad to be with y'all. Thank you, Dummy, Mommy, Matrix, for, yeah. Anybody else want to say anything?
You feel like a whore yet? I'm going to turn on the AC because it's starting to get hot here.
So you're starting to be on my side about the AC battle.
Yeah, the weather changed. We were in the middle of, I'm not okay with you turning the AC on in December.
Why not?
Cold. It's fine. I'm turning on the AC. Give me a minute.
So that recap from Rich of big books that we read together, we did read all the same. I'm going to make sure on my that I don't miss this. I'm going to pull up to give my quick star ratings as well for the books read last month. So I also read, along with Rich, Kingdoms of Death last month. This was also last month, Discovery by J.A.J. Mitten, and we had an awesome video with them that we did spoiler-free, but spoiler-full one coming up later. I read Game of Thrones, The Lathe of Heaven for our book club, which we'll be doing right after this with the patrons, and then also The Anxious Generation. And that's my first dive into nonfiction in a while, and I really enjoyed going nonfiction. For any parents out there, Anxious Generation, it's all about how social media is a plague. And social media has caused a rise in mental illnesses. And it's just it's a big awareness to how you should introduce smartphone and social media to your kids. Or also if you're Gen Z or early millennial, early millennial, just of seeing how you were raised and how social media can have an effect on just happiness in general. So it was a great read. I enjoyed it.
I will be reading it this next coming week.
Nice.
So we will be doing a video on that book as well.
Yes. But of all those books from last month, I mean, I had a great reading month with, I mean, Game of Thrones, 5 stars peak. Talking about just filming that. Discovery was just also another absolute, came out of nowhere because debut novel by J.J. and John Jacob and Amy. We talked with them this last month probably more than I talked to my mother.
Yeah,
like my entire life. I feel bad. We took so much of their time.
I do want to also mention, I didn't mention it for this month because I read it at the end of February.
Okay.
So that's why.
Which one?
Discovery.
Gotcha.
So that's why the off. Like, I have read the book. I just read it.
I read it a few days later than you. Yeah. Yes. So let me pull up some comments here before I start ignoring everybody. Let's see. Tanoy says, I really hope whatever personal stuff prevented Rich from enjoying Game of Thrones won't affect the rest of A Song of Ice and Fire.
I hope so. It's just I've been spoiled. That was all. It spoilers for the video. I kind of go into depth on my personal hangups, and it's just I know too much and felt like I was going through the motions. But I'm starting to get into it. There's some of the characters I'm liking, even though I know everything. But I'm hoping to get into some of these short stories like Duncan Egg, which I know nothing about, which I'm actually relatively excited to read that.
Yes. And we Q says, I want to pull this up. Q says, no, so 4 books means no Turtleneck. That is correct. I had a 5-book reading month. Let's go.
There you go.
That's big. Those are some big numbers. I think we had better momentum this month than from February. Because February was a rough reading month for both of us, I think. Life, things.
Yeah.
And now we're back.
Yeah. It just distractions.
Dom, thank you for another Dom. So our second Dom donation. Dom the Donkey, thank you. Thank you for donating. Dom says, thanks for the entertainment and helping me get back into reading. Thanks, Dom. Hey,
thanks, Dom.
I appreciate that. Okay, so Rich, we went over what we have read. What's the TBR? What are we looking at next month?
I'm looking at my whiteboard behind us here.
Yes.
We're looking to read The Ashes of Man, then Book of the New Sun, I believe, is next month with Talking Story and Christopher Rocchio.
Is that coming up?
I believe so.
Is it? Okay.
Then I will personally be reading, or I will try to be reading, Of Blood and Fire, the second book in that series, and Memories of Ice, the third book of Malazan, and I will be reading Anxious Generation.
Nice.
Austin here looks to be reading Rage of Dragons and Project Hail Mary.
I really want to get those in. It's been too long.
I may have to sub out, like I may have to reread Rage of Dragons where I won't have to reread Project Hail Mary, but I'm not sure. So I may make a swap of of Blood and Fire or Memories of Ice for Rage of Dragons, but that's generally where we're at.
Yeah.
So we'll see.
I think we also have coming up on the Patreon side. Q, correct me if I'm wrong. Q, I know you're here. When is the Conto de Monte Cristo? Because we've been doing a classics review with the patrons.
I hope it's May.
Q, double check me. Please fact check me. Is that May? Hopefully. Fingers crossed. Let us know, Q. I'll be looking at the chat. Udi, thank you for donating $5. Udi, he says, I'm reading Disquiet God. Strongly recommend you guys hit up the short story collections. Tales of Sun Eater, Volume 3 is borderline required, in my opinion. When is Tales of Sun Eater Volume 3 in the order of reading Sun Eater? Is that right after Ashes of Man?
I think so. I mean, there's
Udi, if you don't mind
Tales of
the
Sun Eater 1 and 2. I mean, we can look up on website.
Okay. When,
but I will say, I'm now, with my experience of reading at least one Sun Eater short story, I would like to read it after the main book, because I want to actually read the books relatively in order and not read the novellas in between. I like how the plot is structured, where I don't get the in-between stories until much later.
Udi and others personal have preference. Said it's pretty required, though. I've heard that several times from people. So give us some more information on that, if anybody
you know
has
what?
Something.
We can ask Rocchio himself.
Oh, we'll just do that.
What does he think?
What do you recommend? Let's just do that. And Q says, yes, the Count of Monte Cristo book club is May 5th. Okay.
Okay. That's Which means
It's basically April. Damn it. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
Matthew so all confirmed. That whole TBR thing may be
May
a
3rd.
Little... That may be changing.
Okay, that's changing. That's changing significantly.
We're going to have a discussion.
That's like... A 500,000 long book.
Yeah.
Words long.
Yes.
Obviously. Not pages.
I got it somewhere here.
It's thick.
It's a chunk. Hold on.
It's thick. Yeah. Save said that's a flex. Yeah, Rich, that was a flex. We'll just it text was. Rocchio. Yeah. He's proud of it. Don't worry. Scott Hollow Domain says you have permission to read the abridged version of Counts.
Jesus Christ.
Is there an abridged version? No, I can't do that. That's against my reading religion. Would anybody ever read an abridged version for the
Lord.
First time? Holy! Let me see. Oh, I don't know, guys. I don't know, guys. Oh my god!
We have to literally not do anything else.
Oh my god!
I can't have any
that's
extra
long,
fun.
That's
time.
Longer than Wind and Truth.
Yeah, probably.
Right? Just as long. It's 14 something hundred pages. Oh no!
But I mean, this is a hardcover. That's a shorter book. So who knows?
Yeah, sorry, I took it out of your hand there.
Yeah, just...
So Kendall says no on the abridged version. We're going to listen to that advice. Also, there's just this thing. I don't know. I want to read the real thing.
Yeah, of course.
I can't read the... I can't do that.
Actually, I will say, if we're reading Count of Monte Cristo, I would like to, after that as well, read... I think it's called The Black Count, which I believe
Black Count?
That is an autobiography of the original Alexandre Dumas.
Who, yes, you've told me. Yeah.
I've told you, the guy is an amazing historical figure that I am incredibly surprised there's no movie about him specifically. I mean, Alexandre Dumas wrote Three Musketeers and all these stories kind of loosely based off of his grandfather, the original Alexandre Dumas. But the guy is fascinating. I want to read his biography. So I'll do that after The Count of Monte Cristo.
We are getting more into some classics and nonfiction.
Mm-hmm.
I want to intersperse them. We're still fantasy sci-fi, but just every fifth book, sixth book. Just
if it helps
it
to
in.
Like, I know you can't see all the bookshelves, but I have seven. I have seven bookshelves in this room. I got one shelf that is just my spares, special editions, duplicate copies. And then I have one shelf entirely, which is just sci-fi. Then I have one, two, three. I have three shelves with just fantasy. One shelf that is philosophy, history, science, politics,
self-help,
classic literature, poetry. Mm-hmm. I have that. And then I have like non-fiction or non-fantasy fiction stuff. And that's like a part of a shelf.
So there are many.
I have. It's mostly fantasy sci-fi. But I would like to read some of those others.
Brothers Gwyn says, and the classics and nonfiction. Yeah, yes, add those. We got to do a collab again with Whittle and Ed.
I know.
Especially on First Law. They're big Abercrombie fans. We got to do something soon. We will do something soon. We'll force you. We'll add whoever's messaging. I think I saw up here, Udi responded to, so he said 90% of the companion material is not required, but Tales 3 is critical. So he does. We'll double check with Rakio.
We'll double check.
Let's see. Dom says, show us the whole room. Move the camera. We'll do a tour eventually. Let's
actually.
Do something.
Hold on.
Do a tour?
Well, no.
Oh. Oh, look. Good.
Ready?
Yeah. Oh. Ah. That's the whole room. And then that's all of you. No, that's... Do you guys all know we're using the... do they know the story about the Russian equipment?
I'm sure they do.
That that's going to be OCD now because it's not exactly center.
It's pretty close. I looked at it.
Know, that's awful.
It is. Just, it's fine.
Behind the scene content, yes. Q says, show us what's underneath the table. That's end of every live. You all know we show you what's underneath the table. That's how we get our attention here.
Yeah.
That's, no one comes here for our actual talk. They come for the socks. And let's see. Samuel says, please, it's not center. See? It's not. You got to fix that thing. You got to. Yeah, thank you. Let's get that right. Okay. Zoom that guy in. Oh, there we go. Okay. We're centering it. Is that better? Let us know if that's centered. Okay.
We're at peace now.
I'm at peace. Okay. I want to do a... this is what I've been most excited for. The unboxings.
Okay.
We have... 4 pieces of mail to unbox.
Which did you want to open last? What was the thing that was most surprising?
All of them are cool. I know we have something from Scott, who's here, David. We have something from James Islington, the Will of the Many. And then we have a 4th one, which I don't know.
All right.
So, also, don't show the addresses of the peeps.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm just...
Be very, very careful. Okay. All right. We will... Lee says, I feel like nothing changed. Everything changed. Okay, we got 4 packages. Here we go. What's this first guy?
I think I know this one.
Yes. From Scott?
Yeah, look at this.
Scotty.
This is the comic that is actually written by Christopher Rocchio. That he wrote this comic in conjunction with Marvel and all that. And we told him we never read it. Mm-hmm. There we go.
Scott felt bad because before the interview with Rocchio, Scott was texting me saying, oh, he mentioned the Thor comic and said, oh, yeah, you should talk about or mention the Thor comic to Rocchio. And then in the episode, I mentioned the Thor comic to Rocchio, and he was like, oh, you read it? And I said, no, I just knew about it, and Scott felt bad. So hence, we have this.
Plus a special story by Christopher Rocchio. So it's a part of the story in this comic. So I don't think it's the full comic. It's like a side story in here.
Oh.
Interesting. All right, well, I'll read it.
Neat.
Then I will pass it to you.
That is cool. Scott, thank you very much. It's It's comic number 750. It's the one thing that'll get me to read Marvel. It's Rocchio's name on it. Should we do a review on it?
We could do a tiny one.
That would be fun. A short.
Let's do a short audit.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
Or maybe throw it into our next Rocchio review.
Ah,
you know, just
neat. Sneak peek.
Tiny little, like, 10-minute segment.
That's cool.
In the middle of Ashes of Man.
Yeah. And there it is again.
There we go.
Hollow Domain, or Scott says it's the back 11 pages.
Yes.
Very cool. Sweet, sweet, sweet. All right. Do we want to open box number 2?
I want to be careful with it.
Also, who's the Price is Right host right now? Is it still Drew Carey?
I don't watch the Price is Right.
Yeah, that's
I'm
what
sorry.
I was gonna, does anybody watch Price is Right? Who is the host right now? Am I just living back in the 2000s? Is it not Drew Carey at all?
Could still be.
Who knows? Okay, box up. Be air dressers. Be careful. Oh. Yeah, you gotta be very careful.
I'm just gonna keep it here. This package came from Germany, so I have no idea.
Okay, very cool.
Now, I be a betting boy, most of our packages are indie books that people want us to read.
Nice.
That is 9 times out of 10. So that's my guess.
Oh.
Favors Within Ashes.
Whoa.
Honestly, great cover, cool title. Sins of Starlight Collapse.
Wow.
So this came all the way from Germany, but it is not in German, which is thankful, because I can't read it. I'll read the back here. Man created sin. The completion of the largest temple ever to be raised in the continent of... Dorotinus approaches. King Christoph Lodart promises songs of celebration, gathering the purest of maidens, the mightiest kings, and the most beloved queens in Radiant Star for a festivity deemed to please the gods. While the final brick is laid, Marco Doran is confined in between the crown's merciless rebirth knights and his struggle to prove his worth. Unrest and tragedy surround the capital while the cold talons of heretics spread their poison all over that is holy. High-born and low-born, none are truly safe as the seeds of deception and doubt sprouts from within the Lodart kingship. There is only one way, through the pain.
Now, wait. Imagine if we did all of our month of reading was just these two books. That's going to take us a couple months.
That's going to be a minute.
That's impressive. That looks very cool.
It is a chonky boy.
Yeah.
But
looks well very done. Impressive.
So thank you, John Eskew.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. Do you want me to hand
it? I'm just going to look at it.
You
yeah.
can take it.
Neat. Very cool. Very, very cool. Thank you. Thank you very much, John, from Germany. Now, this one, be careful, Ben.
There's no...
This one is this one from David?
It's from David.
David. This is the David unboxing. This is a complete surprise.
Okay.
He has teased us saying it's special. I don't know what that means.
Well, one of these days, the special thing's going to be anthrax. We're going to insult, Sarah J. Moss just too much.
Oh, that looks cool.
I think I know who this is for.
Oh, that's cool. Oh.
Ooh.
Oh.
Game of Thrones, A Song of Ice and Fire, Book 1, special hardcover edition.
David. David.
Ooh.
Oh, he spoiled us.
That's pretty nice.
Look at this. Oh, baby. Wow. We should reshoot our thumbnail piece. This is a way better copy. That is sick, David. Wow. I don't even want it. Should we unwrap it? Come on.
Yeah, I'll unwrap that.
Wow. Yes. That is cool. David. David's right there. He says, geez, too much hype. Not that special. That's special to me. That's cool.
Look, free books are pretty darn special. Most people don't get free books.
That is...
Except the library. Most people don't get free books to keep in the mail.
Yes, unless you do take it from the library and then...
Never return.
But don't do that.
Don't do that.
Wow. Holy crap.
The illustrated edition. Oh, okay. This is kind of...
That is so nice. Illustrated too?
Yeah.
Oh, dope.
Oh, this is some neat pictures.
Oh.
Yeah.
You need help holding?
There we go.
Look at that. Oh, here.
You got it. Got long arms.
There. That is sweet.
That is very nice. Thank you very much, David.
David,
really appreciate it.
Thank you, times 10. Actually, go looking back at Scott's store gift, that kind of sucks now.
Yeah. Terrible.
Rocchio, who needs him? Wow, thank you, David and Scott. That's awesome.
Do you want this on my shelf or yours?
If you put it in the middle.
No. George R. Martin has not superseded Rocchio yet for me.
I think we put
Rocchio
it in one of
those middles.
Rocchio
still gets the center shelf.
But there's plenty of center shelves.
What does it replace? Lord of the Rings, Rocchio.
The thing we paid $600 for.
The thing we paid $600 for, or our tiny, shitty $5 plant we got. But, yeah, it is.
But we can't not... The plant has to stay somewhere in the middle. That's been there since episode one.
We'll figure it out. We'll debate.
Poor Richard, if you only like that book. I know. I am... The severe disappointment in Rich's reaction to that book is strong. It is strong. Now, this is from James Allington, Simon & Schuster, correct?
Yes.
Okay, this is the thing. They've been sending this to BookTubers. I got a sneak peek at what it was. You're going to love it.
It's really light. I have no idea what's in here.
What is that thing? It says Unum.
Unum.
Unum. Trium.
Protectum.
Perfectum.
Perfectum.
Perfectum. Perfectum.
There we go.
All right. Oh.
James Islington and Saga Press are excited to share this special package with you. Please first complete the challenge inside the bag. When complete, please unwrap your gift. Thank you for your support and passion for Will of the Many. Good luck with the challenge. First complete the challenge inside the bag.
Complete the challenge inside the bag.
There is a bag.
There's supposedly a challenge inside this bag.
Oh, that's on Velcro. Here you go.
Yeah, sorry.
Made that there.
Also, Gabe, thank you for the $5. He said, have we heard anything about Nat Eliason's writer-entrepreneur new sci-fi book coming out, Husk?
A puzzle.
It is a puzzle?
It is a puzzle. I don't know if we have
Let's
the time.
See. Pull that out.
I need a table. Puzzle.
Oh,
puzzle.
It's a literal puzzle.
It's a jigsaw.
That down here. Let's.
No, it's too big. It's quick solve. I need a table.
Oh, we got this. Boom. Dump that baby.
You want me to go grab a table?
No, dump it. Let's go. Rich, you talk to the people. Here we go.
Oh, that's not good. Yeah. I like to be the puzzle guy.
Yeah, there we go. Also, Gabe, to answer your question again, I have not heard. Have you heard of Nat Eliason? Have you heard of that author?
I don't think so.
No?
Nope. But I am getting a bigger table.
Okay.
1 second.
All right. He's going to get a table. We're going to do some puzzle building while we... this is great. We should always do a puzzle while we do a live.
That's so distracting.
No, it's so fun. In the meantime, what have you all read this past month? Let's get some comments here. Naughty says, Austin Richard from Tutor Ramble YouTube channel. That is us. That is us, yes. Puzzle Tube, yes. Andal says, just tuning in, what have you guys read this month? Something happened I think our thing went down. Oh, it's back. It's back. I think we're good. Yes, we're good. We read last month, just to go over for people who weren't here, we read Kingdoms of Death. We read Game of Thrones. We read Discovery by J.J. Mitten. We read The Lathe of Heaven for our book club. And I read The Anxious Generation. And so we had about 4 or 5 books read this past month. And it was all very strong reading month. At the lowest score was a 3.5 stars. Highest was a 5 stars. Very, very good reading month. Okay, we have a bigger table now. That's excellent. Here we go. Oh, it looks like there's words and stuff.
Okay, how about you do the YouTube thing and I'll do puzzles?
No, you do YouTube. I don't want YouTube anymore.
I want to do puzzle. But there's a thing on the... Okay, wait a minute. If we solve the puzzle, how do we flip it?
It's fine. Just have the fun, you know?
Okay, fine. It's a puzzle. The thing.
Okay. Finding words. Okay. This should be an easy puzzle. We actually should
Give
solve
me all
this
the
quickly.
Corners.
Here. Oh, I got one. There we go.
Corners. Corners.
Now this might not be the most enthralling thing because you guys can't see what we're doing, but we will show you the finale of this. In the meantime, we'll answer some questions. Job says, how are we recovering from Kingdoms of Death? Now, we don't want to give any spoilers because that is a deep book into the series. But we will say, how would you say you're recovering?
Okay.
I think we're okay.
A different author would have given a different ending to that book, and I appreciate that Rocchio gave the most appropriate ending for it.
Yes. That ending has made us not be, what would you say? Yeah, I don't want to spoil for people because
yeah,
that would... That's loose to say, but I will say we are recovering. We are recovering. Let's see. We have you guys need a down facing camera like a cooking show. Should we tilt this down a little bit?
I mean, we can, but
we could do so.
Or what if you pop in with your phone on StreamYard, and then we could just pop it over.
I just want to do puzzle.
I know.
Yeah. Okay, we got that connected.
Forget the people.
Andy, thank you for donating. He says, love from Ireland. I've been doing Sun Eater with you. Andy, that is so cool. I might be going to Ireland at the end of this year at some point. Andy,
you think so?
We should go have a cocktail. That's not what people in Ireland do. They have
a pint.
They do pints. They do beers. Thank you a bunch, Andy. And Sun Eater has been such a fun ride because Rich and I, we have the same enthusiasm for it. You know, sometimes there's those series where we have different levels of enthusiasm. But we finally got one where it's the same enthusiasm, you know?
This is unique.
Okay. There's a lot of words here.
I have 3 corners. I need the last corner.
Here's a corner. There we go. Got that. You see a V-shaped thing here? You see a V at all?
This is a wrong corner.
We were just asked there, guys, are you planning on reading the books of the new Sun? We are planning on doing that. We're planning on starting it. I think there's going to be a read-along with Rocchio and some others, we think. I haven't heard about it in a while, though, so I don't want to assume that.
You know, this reminds me of the time, like, our first live stream was me doing, like, Legos.
Yes.
With Coop, basically, doing all the YouTube things. And yes. We're falling into the same trap of, I can't focus on multiple things at once.
It's okay.
Like, I'm one-tracked mind.
But the thing is, it's kind of ASMR, placing together puzzle pieces.
But I feel anxious. Okay. I feel great anxiety of people are bored of, they're just doing puzzle, not actually YouTubing.
No, because they're just listening to this in the background anyways. They're just relaxing.
That's fair.
Listening to the tone of ramblers.
I forget that that is what live streams are for. It's not for, like, intense focus.
No.
It's for dicking around.
Andy says, we will drink anything. Don't worry about it. Andy, thank you. Thank you, Andy. Also, Ireland has been on the bucket list for so long. What's been on your bucket list of countries you'd love to go to?
I mean, New Zealand for me.
Of course.
The biggest one.
Of course.
But I will say, one of the coolest things with YouTube so far is when I did go overseas, of just kind of throwing out into our Patreon, like, hey, I'm here. Anyone want to grab a drink? And I was able to, like, grab a drink with one of our Patreon members, like someone to watch your stuff. That's just kind of weird, but super cool to be able to do. Like, anywhere I go now, I just, like, grab a pint with somebody.
Yeah, isn't that sick? That's why Dragon Seal was one of our favorite things ever. Of course, the event was super well ran, and it was just fun things to do, but hanging with the peeps was great. Now, I have a big update and milestone. I know I said that in the title of the video. This seems like the opportune time to mention it, but I hit 50,000 words in my manuscript. Rich knows that. But I hit 50,000 words in my manuscript. The writing's been going great. I'm strangely still excited. People say you hit that middle book syndrome and it gets very tough to write. I will say I don't feel that. I don't know. Maybe I'll feel it eventually, but it's feeling great. I'm very happy with it. Now, of course, there's always a lot to work to do after it finishes, but I'm so happy with it. Thank you, Kendall. Thank you, everybody, saying that. Shelly, talking story. Thank you, Lance. But yeah, it's been great. I'm sorry. I saw actually from talking stories with John, Jacob, and Amy after talking about their book and hanging with them and seeing the excitement on their face of just writing book two. Like that's the best feeling in the world of just going, oh, I can't wait to.
Knowing it's not the end.
Yes. I'm just going, yeah. You never want it to end. It's so fun. Thank you, everybody.
That ain't it.
Cuban says, congrats. Can you share anything about it? Or are you waiting? Is it sci-fi or fantasy? I can share the general stuff. It's a fantasy. Whimsical, absurdist fantasy. And I'll say that. If there's any other questions you have, I can try to give more. But I don't want to give a ton away, but I want to make a good blurb for it as well. So I know a couple things I could mention about it, but it is definitely fantasy, and it is definitely a bit whimsy in there. Boom Bop said, any tips on how you finally stayed consistent with your writing? Okay, that is big. The toughest thing for me was figuring out how to make sure you actually get words done. It kind of changed for me after, again, I think all this goes back to Rocchio gave some advice and also taking some from Fonda Lee and just the different authors that we've talked to and had on. I try to try every different method just to see which one would work. And so my advice of what works for my schedule would not work for everybody. So first thing I would say is look at literally what does every other author do and try to implement that schedule. Now, mind you, these are people that do it for a living and a profession. So you if you're doing it for a hobby, you can't keep up that schedule of, like, let's say they get up. Rocchio, he gets up at 3:30 a.m., writes till 8:30, 9:30 a.m. And that just won't work for people that have other jobs, et cetera. So what I kind of did to finally get it to work is I set 1,000 word a day minimum. And I kind of did what I do in school. Rich, I don't know about you. Actually, you are really bad at talking and doing puzzles. You're so...
This was not a good idea. I'm into the puzzle.
I just noticed I've been talking alone.
Yeah, I'm on the puzzle, man. I want to do the puzzle.
Okay, you keep puzzling. This is the saddest. This is a solo.
I have a one-track mind.
This is a solo
live today.
If
you want the puzzle done, the puzzle can be done, or I can talk. It's one of the two.
I'll go back to answer that question.
You just do YouTube, and I'll keep on the puzzle.
I'm going to try to put in a piece every now and then.
Okay.
But I'll basically, to stay consistent, I did what helped me in school, for example, was in school when I would have an essay or a test or whatever was done or due, I was not good at finishing the essay weeks ahead of time. I was the person who, of course, you procrastinate the stuff you don't want to do, and I would be there the night before, a couple of nights before, just banging it out, finishing the essay. But the thing that got me to finish was the deadline, the intensity of, oh, I have to do this or else bad grade. And so I would, having the deadline be the next day would make me go, oh, shoot, I need to do this essay. For writing, what I've done is I tell myself I can't do, here's a crux for me. And this might not be the thing for you out there, but this has really worked for people that are trying to effectively write. Now, this might not be your quirk, but for me, getting exercise in every day, so doing a gym like 5 days a week, is something that, like, in my mind at this point, it's maybe a compulsion, like OCD of I have to get that in or I don't feel good. Or there's something that I'm doing that's positive for myself that I have to do in order to feel good. What I've done to get the thing that's already a part of my habit, they call it kind of habit stacking or habit triggering, where in order for me to go to the gym that day, first I have to get my 1,000 words of writing in. So I only get to do the thing that I need to do, like I feel a compulsion or need to do. So if I don't have 1,000 words in, I can't get the thing that makes me feel like normal and sane. So it's kind of that trigger stacking thing that has worked for me. So if it works for you all, I would say add the writing into something you already do in with your day, and then that might help. And so it's just part of trying to get that habit out a little bit more. Daniel Green says, if you had to eat a book, what book would you eat? I would eat yours, Daniel, and I would spit it out. Actually, where is it? Yeah. His book's right
it's
there.
It's right there. It's on the book. It seems...
We still have to read it.
I will say, I look at Neon Ghosts and I get I would imagine it would taste like a snow cone. That's what I feel.
Daniel gives snow cone energy.
I think he gives snow cone energy.
He gives snow cone energy. Okay. Also, I'm sure Daniel got this puzzle thing. So I still don't know what this is exactly.
I mean, I know what it is. I can tell.
I can't read it from this angle, but.
How blind are you? It's right here.
But I'm also like, it's distracting. I don't know how it's you distracting. Read. Samuel says, if you don't finish 1,000 words a day, you have to make yourself read The Wheel of Time book 5. Oh, I'd finish the book tomorrow. I'd finish it yesterday. That's a great incentive, Samuel. Thank you. But yeah, for anybody, I guess that's my advice. Way too long to say that very simple thing. I did, but I won't spoil it. Also, thanks for the welcome. Of course, Daniel. Thank you. Thanks, Samuel.
Thanks, man.
And where do Dowd said, what did I miss? Right now we're doing, Rich is doing a puzzle.
Yes, we were sent, doing puzzle.
We were sent a thing by James Islington and team from Will the Many. And very excited to puzzle pieces together.
I'm nearly done. I'm almost there.
You're so close. You're so damn close. Rye says, imagine after you finish reading the book, you consume the book. That would bring our reading down quite a bit. Salty says, should I spoil the puzzle? I think we can. Okay, I can actually tell what it is now.
I would hope so.
Sorry, we don't have a puzzle cam yet. We're not too advanced with the technology at this point.
Are we missing something?
No, we should have that. Q says, reveal it on the Patreon. Oh, that's how we do it. We just have everything behind it.
Everything's an ad. Everything's a paywall.
Everything's a paywall. And if you guys want to do part two of the live.
Jesus.
Okay.
We're bad, but we're not that bad.
Okay. There's that. And we're almost done. Puzzle reveal coming soon. Conrad says, way too long to say a simple thing. Sounds like you're on the right track with writing fantasy. That's a podcast as well. It's just saying a thing you could say in a memo, but longer. Like really longer. Like really, really longer.
Get out of the way.
Okay, I'm trying to help you there.
You're not helping.
Okay. Oh, this goes there.
Oh, that's for...
No, it doesn't. Are we missing a piece? Oh, no, that goes there. Okay.
There.
You're right, though. How boring must it be? Not boring, but just...
Oh, no, I can't
you ever
imagine.
Engaged with a live of people that are just focused on not the audience. They're just...
Yeah.
Let's see.
We are not live streamers. That's the
Jukas,
real key.
Jukas says, did you see the new Red Rising? Yes, I bought it. I already bought it. It is coming in my mail whenever.
What?
I bought it, yes.
There's a new Red Rising?
There's a new Red Rising special edition. I sent it to you.
Yeah.
It looks sick. It will be coming. When is it? November, October? I think it's October. I can't wait. Cuban says, Austin, do you feel the same way about Red Rising that you did when you first read it? Is it still your favorite thing ever? Or has your opinion changed after all the other books you have read? Now, earlier on in this live, we were mentioned how we did a collab with Bookborn, and we talked about Red Rising and Game of Thrones. It is still a 5-star read to me. I love it. Maybe it's just nostalgia at this point, but I do love it. It is, I would say, like Red Rising Book 1 isn't my favorite in the series. That's still Golden Sun. But I would say I still love it. However, I do understand the grievances people have with it. So there's other books that do better things, but I still get that emotional high. I haven't reread it since, though, so maybe that would change if I reread it. But I love it. I will still stand by my Red Rising 5-stars. Okay, the puzzle is finished.
I did it.
It is.
Hold on.
I also helped. I put two pieces in there.
Hold on. I can get
okay.
A piece of paper.
Yes.
Where's that?
Oh, that's cool. All
right.
Oh, here we go. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And the puzzle. Huzzah.
Huzzah. It is the cover reveal of The Strength of the Few.
Oh, that is lovely. Lovely.
There we go. And it says something on the back.
What does it say?
Yoink.
Okay, so that's how we get the answer? Or... Oh, no, don't say that out loud. Is that a thing? Or?
I don't know.
Is that a code?
It also just could be like the back of the puzzle.
Well,
is
here, read the thing they sent. Let's see that sheet of paper. We just reveal the... I don't know what we can show now.
Now it's... I can open up the thing.
Okay, now there's the thing. Okay, part two. Here we go. There is a thing wrapped in there. Oh, nice. Ooh. Nice. What is that?
The Strength of the Few, Hierarchy Book 2.
Oh, is it like the chapter one?
Oh,
it is.
Ooh, the first couple chapters.
First several chapters. Oh, that's sweet.
Ooh, look at that. An exclusive preview. Oh. The sequel to The Will of the Many coming November 2025. Viz is... So, can I read the back, you think?
Because book one, if you guys have not read The Will of the Many, I highly recommend. It's an awesome book. Don't read the back just because it's spoilers for book one.
There's also a little thing in here that says, no spoilers. Only select readers are receiving this gift, so please use discretion in sharing plot details. Also... Yep. Please also note that this draft is not totally final, nor formally copy edited yet. Yeah.
Okay,
but
that is the first several chapters of the book.
I will be taking advantage and reading the first couple sections. The Strength of the Few.
Oh, that's a great gift. Thank you, team.
Awesome. Thank you.
At Simon Schuster, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you. Saga Press, yes. Thank you. Wow, that is super cool.
Put that down there.
We could use this table more often. That's great.
It is a table.
Samuel says, Austin, as a Minecraft fan, are you going to watch the Minecraft movie? Honestly?
I mean, why?
Why not?
I'm not joining you for that one. I've gotten my fill of Jack Black movies. I'm okay.
I might watch it. I'm not going to watch it in theaters probably, but I'll watch it eventually. I have multiple friends who are hopeless enough to watch that movie with me.
Yeah, that's most of them. Yeah.
The fact you're not included in that says a lot about our friend group, right?
Yeah, kind of.
I just mean, I think because we like to do movie watch parties, I'd mm-hmm. watch it. Why not?
All right.
Also, I think it leans into
You didn't come with me to the Lawrence of Arabia watch party.
I couldn't because what was I doing? I was with... Oh, Nicole's parents in town. Yeah.
Putting your wife's family over a classic movie? Simp.
Actually, now that you say it.
No. No. Right decision, but ultimately you do need to see it on the big screen. That was really worth the wait.
Was it as good as your mom hyped up?
Yeah, it was.
It was?
And it was right to see it on the big screen.
Was it Dune the prequel?
Kind of. Yeah.
It was.
No, it's just a fantastic movie that I could see the like the main actor is just so well, it was so well done that in different hands it could have been a really, I could have seen like this kind of flash in the pan movie.
Yeah.
But it's handled with such grace and dignity. It is so interesting. It lovely ending. I was floored by it. I love the movie.
Oh, lovely. It's 5 stars for you.
Oh, definitely. Five stars. Of course.
Okay, that's all the unboxings. We had Strength of the Few. Thank you, James Allison. We had the Thor comic from Rocchio. Thank you, Scott. We had a Game of Thrones special edition. David, oh, it's lovely. It is lovely. And
Favors Within Ashes, Sins of Starlight Collapse, Book 1 by John Eskew. Eskew? John D. Eskew.
Neat. And now, since we have a live audience, I do want to check. Yes or no, should we read The Count of Monte Cristo next month? It's so thick. It's so intimidating when we want to get some other books in. Also, I do want to join in because, Q, we did the Pride and Prejudice read.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming up sooner than I thought.
Yeah.
That is sooner than I thought.
We have to do nothing but read.
Let's see.
It has to be almost like your full-time job.
Okay, Matthew's saying yes. Hubert's saying yes. Shub saying no. C says yes. Jacob says yes. Yes. Yes, dummies. Yes, thicker
this
the better.
This is why democracy is dumb. They have no... It costs them nothing say yes. It costs us everything.
No. Let me ask a more genuine question. Now, I'm going to put a real poll in chat here, and I would love everybody to participate.
Remember to mute your computer.
Yes, thank you. I would please love everybody to participate, and I want to see 100% in one direction. If there's any disagreement, I'll be highly upset. Okay, let's see. Should... No, don't look. Don't look.
Okay.
Okay, yes.
There we go, Blueberry.
Yes.
Correct.
Or no.
Correct opinion.
Here is the poll. Please answer that poll. I would love to hear what everybody thinks on that question.
The poll.
Should Rich and Austin read ACOTAR Book 3?
No.
I just want to see.
No. No, it's fine. You don't have to. We don't have to do that.
We're getting significant no's. Maybe you can look 30%.
Oh, thank God.
30% are saying no. 35%. The race is coming.
Yeah.
Get that over 50.
Make me love democracy once again.
Are you guys going to prove Rich right or wrong? we're coming up on 100 votes. It's looking...
Oh, you should read Iron Flame. Oh, God. I don't need that, please.
Iron Flame?
Yeah, no. No, thanks.
Cowards and salty. Read the Christmas special, at least. Which Christmas special?
There's a Christmas special?
There's a Christmas. Wow. Wow. Okay.
No.
Going to end the poll shortly. Let's see. Wait. I won't, because it's starting to push closer to 50-50. The masses are changing their minds. Oh, no. 62-38. It's still probably going to hold strong there. And, oh, six, it's still going?
Terrible.
And we are...
Here's the trade-off. If you make me read that book, then that's the only book I read that month.
Oh! that's your threat? That's your dynamite?
That's it! You're going to get a bunch of crap. For the whole month, because I ain't reading anything else but that book, because it's going to take me so long to read it.
Oh, that's devious.
That's the problem.
You're threatening them.
I'm threatening them, yeah.
Wow.
That's how democracy works. Manipulation, coercion,
that's
how you do it.
I'm okay with that, he says. Good, less of these shitty reviews. Okay, free my guy. Okay, can I get into the 50s? I'm giving it one more leg. I think I got to end it here. And we're done at 125 votes. Okay.
Yeah, look at that. Guess we're not doing it.
It's 60% said yes.
Yeah.
39 said no.
Again, they proved democracy is cringe.
Ah, so it's inverse them.
Yes.
I say.
Always do the opposite of what people want. That's the way of the world.
Exactly.
Never give people exactly what they ask for.
Then they always ask for more. Or they want
you
more.
Give people what they never knew they needed. That's what they think they need. Mm-hmm. But they don't. They need... Wheel of Time Book 5 review. That's what they actually want.
I've been seeing somebody post that and comment everywhere. That's Fires of Heaven?
Yep.
Is that right? That... don't bring that up. Oh.
Force you.
I can't.
You just gotta learn to love classic fantasy, man.
Maybe we can make a deal about reading A Song of Ice and Fire quicker. Maybe we
have a chance of like I will probably eventually like, you know, Game of Thrones. You won't like Wheel of Time.
Yeah, no. At this point,
you're spiteful. There's like you're not gonna like anything.
Well, I don't like book four.
Yeah, no. At this point, you're just like, yeah, no. You're just gonna not like anything in there.
Yeah, I'm just not hooked. Okay, Telga. Telga says, "Oh, Telga, thank you for the $5 as well. Thank you for donating." He says, "I'm sitting next to my brother Czar. He is halfway through Way of Kings, and he has stopped. Can you motivate him to finish?"
I mean, you just have to push him, say the ending. Keep reminding him about Kaladin. Okay, I'm hard to...
Want me to take this one?
You take this one.
Because you're thinking Wind of Truth. I know.
I know. About
that. Telga, I would say for the Way of Kings, two ways to convince him. One is tell him stop reading the Way of Kings and go pick up this small little book called Emperor's Soul. Have him read Emperor's Soul. It's super quick read. And then he will read that book and go, oh, Sanderson can write really amazing books. And he'll go, okay, that ending was satisfying. That was fun. It's not the same book as Way of Kings at all. Mm-hmm. They're different books. But just give him a small, if it's his first Sanderson book, just say, hey, look, read this little thing. If he's satisfied, then we'll go, okay, now that you trust him, continue reading this very thick book where the Way of Kings pays off incredibly.
Yeah.
I would say that's one way. The second way is... You make a deal like we did with Rich and I of say, hey, I will read this if you finish something that he really wants you to read or something he really wants you to do, and do a little law of equivalent exchange as we learned from alchemy. That's my two pieces of advice. What do you think?
That's better advice than what I could give.
Oh, and I'm also seeing Gecko wants us to do Wheel of Time Book 5. How could you betray me, Gecko? I am forlorn. I am done. And Cosmere says, tell him to suck it up and finish. That's also some advice. Okay, we went over our TBR for next month of what we're looking at, which is kind of murky because we don't know if we're going to put in Monte Cristo or do those ones.
After our book pitch, we'll actually post on all the social medias our TBR. But
yes,
those are in the zeitgeist. Those are in the running. What is actually going to be our confirmed TBR? Who knows?
Yeah, check on Instagram, community post on YouTube. We post our TBR for the month. So yeah. It will be out there, so keep a lookout. And we usually will include 4 or 5 books that we plan to read, and it's not always perfect.
Yeah.
So I finished all the ones from last month. I just have to finish up Dungeon Crawler Carl, almost done with that. And then, but we will plan to read the ones that we post there.
Yep.
So anything else that we forgot to mention before we go back to comments and start wrapping up eventually?
I don't think there's anything that we need to pass along.
Nothing you want to talk about?
No, we read books.
Any feelings?
No. I read books and we talk about books. Day in, day out. That's about it. There's nothing upcoming on the horizon. There's just more books to read.
The future is dark.
Next month is going to be the same as last month. It's going to be 4+ books next month. Mm-hmm. We will review and so on and so forth, and until we get tired.
Until the end of our days.
Until
we get tired, there will be Rambler Recap blank month.
Yes.
Rambler Recap blank month. Until 1 month, there is no Rambler Recap. There is until no Rambler.
Until 1 month, we'll be like, hey, review of books 3 through 41 of this world.
Because we gotta get our Discworld. That's our rule.
Yeah, exactly.
The last video on this channel.
I am itching for a Discworld book.
Let's
though.
Do it.
I need.
Let's a do it. Color of Magic.
All right, Color of Magic.
Let's do it. Start from book one. Screw it. We're doing it.
I'm all. Okay,
we're throwing Discworld on. Coming on the TBR.
You'll have to be a lot quicker for me because like I'm many books in and I'm itching, and I don't know if I want to like go back and reread it for a third time, but we'll see. If you can go quick.
You could read a summary if you want. I'll just read the book and then we can talk about it.
Fair enough.
Let's do that. We're going to I want some Discworld. Ironically, that gets us closer to the end of the channel, but
yes.
Every Discworld book is one step closer. Here's the thing.
We have greater goals in life. We will not
do we?
We will not always be doing podcasting. Eventually some things will end. There is a time for everything.
There's an end to everything.
To see the ever approaching goal come. Mm-hmm. I think will be good for us.
Yeah, healthy.
It'll be healthy.
It'll be a healthy tension, too, to
when
go,
we,
oh,
when we go, like,
this isn't forever.
There's been, like, when we realize, like, between now and then, it's like, man, we reviewed 10 Discworld books.
Yeah.
What did we do in those 10 Discworld books?
In our real
Not
life.
Enough. Not enough. And we'll know that the end is approaching ever closer. And it'll motivate us to do fun, unique things.
Yes. The turtle will ever chase us.
The turtle will ever chase us.
Wow. Wow. we have Carlisle says, have you guys watched the booktuber White Conscious? He's really good. I've not seen him. Or Right Conscious. Have you seen?
I have.
Oh.
Yeah. I think he's good.
Nate. Mm-hmm. You'll have to show me.
Yeah, channel. I will.
Cool. Levy says, I've given too much money for this not to be forever. No, no, no. No, you can always give us money.
That's true.
No, the Patreon will still run when we're done. We'll produce no content. We will provide no value. But the Patreon's never going down. Are you kidding? God. Imagine that. We actually have in 5 minutes from now our Patreon book club for The Lathe of Heaven. Of course, every month we do a book club in the Discord.
That was irony, yeah. But if we ever do decide to cancel, that just means we turn over. The Patreon now becomes just a, like, we'll just hand that over to somebody else. This is the internet. I don't know if everyone can understand irony. I just wanted that to be clear.
I trusted them with that.
I don't.
But we will be having, yes, Kendall, we will not forget socks. Do not worry. Ryan has TBR ideas. Ryan, what are they? Let's hear them. Okay. We have the Lathe of Heaven book club to go to, but before we do that, anybody have a last very good question, a thought-provoking question to ask us and leave us mulling for the rest of the month until we come back for the next Rambler recap? I would love a great one. While we're all doing that, Rich, what are you wearing today? Oh, no. Another one. You gotta stop that.
I wear slippers in my house.
You are the AI from Dungeon Crawler. I'm wearing tan socks. They're dress socks. So let me do a little bit of a pose today.
At least you're not wearing your super, super short shorts again.
They're not that short.
You wear very, very short shorts.
They're not that short.
Ugh. They are lady shorts.
Dude says, let the dogs out. boys, y'all can't give this up for free. I just love reading the comments every time we do this. That's what I live for.
Free feet pics in this economy.
I love seeing these. Any last? I'm trying to see if there's any last question. There's a question. Cosmere says, "Would you rather have stylish socks or stylish scarves?" Scarves.
Also, I think Dropkicker just gave us $1.99
for the feet picks. We just got paid for feet picks.
We're whores.
We actually just got paid for feet picks.
That's what we are.
Oh no!
Like, we already were screen whores. In the sense of we're YouTubers, that was more so.
We can actually say that's something that happened, though.
Yes,
that's actually,
we've been paid for pics of our feet.
Drop. That is. I'm actually tearing up because that's. Because that See, there's only look, one time.
You know, what is $1.99? That's, you know, $2 or the price of someone's dignity. No, that's priceless. That's a bargain price. You spent $1.99 and purchased our dignity. What a fantastic deal.
Oh, that was good.
Forever and for always, we'll have that.
Permanently, when we're 80 years old, can tell our grandchildren, no, we were paid for feet pics at one point.
Someone gave us $1.99 for feet pics.
Okay, we're going to end the live. We are going to the Lathe of Heaven Book Club. Patrons, we'll see you all there. Thanks all for tuning in. I think I like the puzzle thing of doing that. We'll talk. I like that.
I like doing that. I won't be talking a lot during those. That's the thing. We can be like the Gen Z, like, distraction TikTok brain. Half the screen is just you talking, and the other half is a top-down of me doing a puzzle.
Would you all like that?
And then it's just like, you know, you got two different streams to look. You can actually interact and talk with people, and I can just do a puzzle.
Oh.
I like that.
That fits the personality. that just fits the vibe. But I want to try a puzzle. That was fun.
I got puzzles. We can do that afterward.
All right. Bye, everybody. We'll see y'all. We'll see you in the next episode, next live. See you, everybody. Bye-bye.
Bye, y'all. Yeah, I actually need to end the thing.
Oh, a little early of a goodbye.
Offer valid on standard browsers, U.S. only.
When I heard about Date My Age, I thought, really? But there I was in my empty, quiet house, my laptop on the kitchen counter,
and I typed in my name. Looking for a man between the ages of 40 to 60? Sure, why not?
Date My Age is different. With verified profiles, you can feel safe and secure to explore meaningful connections with interesting and mature singles.
Date My Age made it really easy. I could join and view online profiles for free. All of a sudden, my empty house wasn't so quiet anymore. I got so much attention, it just made me feel seen and alive. Date My Age helped me start a totally new chapter in my life.
Find a friend, a lover, a partner at Date My Age. Get 60% off when you join at datemyage.com today. That's datemyage.com to connect with thousands of singles worldwide. datemyage.com.